Hi, and welcome to Saturday's edition of the award-winning Gutter. We're doing this on Zoom. I've got Neil Atkinson, hot back off the hot plane from Cyprus, where he was dancing all week in Ayia Napa. But the less he wants, the less said about that, the better he's stresses. So we won't talk about it. I said it's great content, Neil. He wasn't having it. Stu Wright's with me, and Carl Coppock too. They would really rather spend the first half of this talking about Neil in Ayia Napa, but we're not going to. Unless you managed to scout any interesting new Liverpool targets while you were out there, Neil. Pick up any
No, sir.
rumours on the
No,
wires on the plane?
no, but there had been an under 17s or an under 19s tournament. There was still sort of remnants of like a good one, like a European wide one, not like a local Cyprus one.
Yeah.
So there was stuff about that. So if I'd got there a couple of weeks earlier, I could have spotted the new Lenny Yorro in advance.
Segue.
I could have got in there early, but as it is, yet again I've missed the boat, and it's one of the reasons why I'm not a football professional, Rob.
Okay, well, you have you, but you are a broadcast legend and professional, and you've segued us neatly into Lenny Yorro chat. Lenny Yorro's name, Lenny Yorro is as close as we've had to a live one this summer. He's live, but unlikely. Lenny Yorro is a 19-year-old centre back who plays for Lille, and he is the next big thing. I think I decided on the transfer committee game that he was the defensive Jude Bellingham, that we should definitely buy him. I was very pro him on the transfer game. And lo and behold, it turns out I was right. Again, he is the defensive Jude Bellingham because everyone wants him. David Ornstein said in the week that Liverpool and Man U are actively pursuing a deal to sign Lenny Yorro from Lille, but unfortunately see Real Madrid as the favourites. Real Madrid very much want him. He's viewed by Liverpool as a unique market opportunity separate to other targets. Obviously, Paris Saint-Germain are also keen. He's probably going to Real Madrid. I mean, there's talk that Lille were chancing their arm at like a £100 million fee. He's got 1 year to go, so they're dreaming. They do acknowledge, I think their chairman's even come out and said as much as that they are prepared to let him go this summer. I think Real have tabled something very, very lowball, or they say they won't pay beyond a certain price. They know they're getting him, I think.